I was looking last night at the teams that have cap room this year and next year, mainly because my basketball team's got the ability to sign two max free agents. So I wanted to look at that so it could make me happy. And I was looking at how your team has a ton of cap space next year.
Next year, yeah.
And who has cap space right now? And obviously the Lakers do, and that's part of why they're the favorites to get LeBron, because they could add LeBron, they could add Paul George, they could add Chris Paul as a free agent, they could do something crazy. But outside of the Lakers, the teams with cap space are not appealing. The Chicago Bulls have cap space.
Mm.
That doesn't mean anything.
Right, right.
The Atlanta Hawks have cap space.
Right.
Great.
Right.
The Kings, the Mavericks, the Rockets, which are appealing, and we know about the Sixers. So you've got those three teams.
Right,
but outside of that, that's it. You know, the teams like the Pacers and Phoenix have a little bit of cap space, but not the ability to sign a max free agent. While next year, when there's a cavalcade of really good free agents, almost everybody has cap space. And it sort of made me sad because I thought for a second, hey, my team's got great room. Everybody's got room.
Right.
Next year, if my math is correct, 21 teams of 30 could sign a max free agent.
Wow.
21.
That's pretty good.
Now, but here's where I'm going with this whole thing. If LeBron James wants options, shouldn't he just either opt into the final year of his deal with Cleveland or just sign a one-year deal? Because next year, you never know what's going to happen over the course of the next season in the NBA. Young players developing into stars. Star players breaking down. Unexpected trades. Right now, the options for LeBron at winning an NBA title are to join forces with someone with the Lakers, and who knows if anybody would join forces with him, to go to Houston, where I think the makeup of that team is really going to be interesting, to go to Philadelphia, where he's going to kind of tell the young kids, hey, we're going to try to win, or stay in Cleveland. While next year, you open up a million other options, plus all the other free agents that are out there. Kawhi Leonard doesn't have to force himself anywhere. He's a free agent.
Right.
Klay
right.
Thompson.
Right. Kyrie.
Jimmy Butler. Kyrie. Yeah, because he's going to team up with him.
Yeah.
But
no,
he is
no,
a free
no.
Agent.
But I only mentioned Kyrie because I want to stay. That's the one guy. I honestly would bring him to the Knicks. This guy, if he says he really wants to play in New York, and I'm the Knicks, I got to target that guy and try to get him.
And they
He's young, and he's young.
Yeah.
And he's young.
He does have knee issues. That'd be my one concern.
I understand
which
that.
Which is a fair concern to have.
It is, but still.
But doesn't it make sense for LeBron just to stay for 1 year?
No, it does. It does.
And he
it makes sense.
And
I kind of hope, I told you, I hope he stays in Cleveland. That's me, myself.
Well, he could stay in Cleveland and just build a year on it.
Right.
And say, I'm going to give it another try. Because why is he going to the Lakers? If it's merely way of life, becoming a movie star, his kids going to school there, then fine, just go there. But if it's about winning, right now, Paul George may stay in Oklahoma City.
Plus,
we don't know if he's going to L.A.
Even if Paul George goes there, I'm telling you, not getting by Golden State. I doubt it.
No, I don't think they are.
No, it's right.
But next year, there are more star options to team up with.
Much more.
You could finagle your way to a big three of LeBron, Kawhi, and Klay. Now, you're hurting the Warriors because you take Klay away.
Right.
And
where is that team going to be?
I don't know, but it could be one of 21 teams.
Well, I understand.
It could be the Knicks.
No, it won't be.
It could be the Nets.
It won't be either. Right.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you've got all
I
those
do.
Options.
Right.
Right now, the options are limited because there aren't a lot of star players who are free agents. I agree with you that I think LeBron and Paul George in L.A., while it's a very good team, I don't think they'd beat the Warriors.
Enough. Right.
They're not good enough.
Right.
You talk about a team having to develop chemistry. Philadelphia and Houston are interesting options, but just looking at the landscape of the league, the year to be a free agent is next year.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Not this year.
You're right. Yeah,
so
it's going to be quite the interesting year next year with the free agents, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it is, and the NBA would love if LeBron goes 1 year because they love when LeBron's a free agent. It creates all this drama,
yep.
All this talk.
Yep.
Now, the one concern you could have, and I doubt it because LeBron isn't human, is that because he's 33, 34, what if next year is the year he loses it?
Mm.
And then maybe his ability to get that supermax deal goes out the window, but I can't even say that with a straight face
because
that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, I doubt that. Unless, you know, and a guy never gets hurt. So it's like, you know, unless you got a major injury, but when does a guy ever get hurt?
He doesn't.
Never.
But you look at next year. The Lakers, too, because Magic Johnson even said the other day that this is a two-year plan. If they don't land free agents
now. He's going to leave, he said, basically.
Well, after next year, he'd leave.
Right,
yeah,
right,
which was interesting for him to say that.
Absolutely.
But they have this year and they have next year. But next year, I mean, you look at the list of teams with cap room, it's everybody. It's basically who doesn't have cap room next year is what it comes down to.
Mm.
And we mentioned the players that are available. I mean, you got a lot of really good players that are going to be out there.
I mean, you got a a laundry list of all-stars.
Yeah, and I'm not even referring to the restricted free agents because I doubt they'll go anywhere, but here are three restricted free agents. Kristaps Porzingis,
right.
Devin Booker, and my guy, Karl-Anthony Towns. Now, they're not going to go anywhere.
Right, right.
But, hey, throw them in there if you want
to
go along with the other bigger names. So it just makes sense, the more you think about it, for LeBron to go on a one-year deal. If he's thinking about winning. If this is about lifestyle, then, you know, do what you want to do.
Yeah, Sweden, by the way, just scored, bro.
Oh,
I hate to tell you.
Oh, come on. If I'm not
Evan
mistaken.
Evan has a vested interest in the Mexican team here against Sweden.
I'm Team Mexico.
Right.
If my understanding is correct here, if Mexico loses, they're not out, but they're in trouble. If they win or they draw, they advance to what they call the knockout round.
Was it the 16? Like the Sweet 16,
You're
right?
all over it, man.
Oh, I'm all over
You're
it.
You're all over it.
Yeah,
they bracket it
me.
Up, and they go 16 deep. But right, Mexico just gave up a goal.
And they did.
How'd
there
that go in?
Oh, wow.
You got to stop
You know what?
That.
The goalie had a piece of it, too.
Oh, come on.
The goalie for Mexico actually got a piece. Look at this.
He's got to make that
Lefty
stop.
Lefty kick. He had it. He was there.
Joe, you got to make that stop.
No, I am with you. Bro,
number 13.
He's
you're
right
not
there.
Odell, that's for sure.
No.
What's his name?
He got his hand on it, but that was it. Mm. I don't know. Who knows what his name
Bad
is?
Bad spot. I looked into the odds this morning because my father-in-law says, hey, what are the odds? Can we win some money off Mexico winning?
Uh-oh.
I said, let me look. They're actually favored.
The Post
in this
has
game.
Got like a sports. Now the Post has like two pages of betting lines.
Why not?
No, of course. Did you see that?
I did.
Every day now, they got like the line, like the sports lines.
Hey.
It's tremendous.
So we're 51 minutes in. So what does that mean? We got another 40 minutes or so to come back and tie this game up?
Yeah, it was a 90-minute game, right? And probably more than that because they got the, like you call it,
stoppage time.
Stoppage time.
Stoppage time, yeah.
Right.
All right, Mexico, let's figure this thing out.
Yep.
Backs to the wall. Let's go. Well, I didn't even mean to make that analogy. Jeez, backs to the wall.
Yeah, just another brick.
No, I just
I
meant
understand.
Their back.
No, we know what you meant.
Everybody knows what I mean.
We understand.
Hey, listen, man, if you're going to root for anybody, why not Mexico? They're our neighbors, for crying out loud.
Yep.
They're right next to us.
They are that.